Blog Talk Radio.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, babe, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go back, you say there's a lesson that you wanna teach, well here I am baby, practice what you. Things I can do to you, and so many ways I can't believe. Hey, 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 it's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of love.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is, and tonight's class is Reflections, Practice What You Preach with Brother Eddie. And we have Brother Eddie with us. Good evening, Brother Eddie.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing great, fabulous. I cannot and will not complain. I will always question. I always question. It'll never be a complaint, but always a question. So,
yeah,
yes,
well,
I'm
we're definitely
doing,
supposed to do that. Well,
that's correct.
Good. So are you ready to show us how to practice what we preach?
Oh, yes, yes. The reflections the definite reflections. And that's the first thing. When we do the reflections, start with the self. Practice what you preach. And at the same time, we're in this season for the reason to know what stays or what falls, dealing with the fall. So, right quick, since we're on that, let me just change those beautiful lyrics from Brother Barry White. Practice what you preach. And we'll start with this. You telling me this, and you telling me that. Now, once you say it, you can't take it back. The spiritual lesson that you are to teach is be the example and practice what you preach. See? And that's the example of the reflections that you start off with the self. But while we digest that, you can go ahead. Oh, forgive me, family. Forgive me.
Welcome the guest.
As normal, let me say ashe to the elders. Namaste to the ancestors. Much love and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that we're sharing together. It is greatly appreciated. So please forgive me for not including you, family, because without you, it's no us. Thank us. So, go ahead with your current events.
Okay, well, I have one. I'm going to start off with this one first because finally some good news. So I think there is time that we all can use this. So, here we go. New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated, orders back pay. State Supreme Court found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19. A New York State Supreme Court ordered all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated to be reinstated with back pay. The court found Monday that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contacting or transmitting COVID-19. New York City Mayor Eric Adams claimed earlier this year that his administration would not rehire employees who have been fired over their vaccination status. New York City fired roughly 1,700 employees for being unvaccinated earlier this year after the city adopted a vaccine mandate under former Mayor Bill DeVascio. Many of those fired were police officers and firefighters. Okay, Brother Eddie, I brought you some good news.
Yes, good news, but it's news that we've been talking about for the longest, dealing with this vaccine, that getting the vaccine, getting the booster, getting any shot does not prevent it one way or another, spread it one way or another. So all these people that got the shot talking about they protecting their mama and they loved ones, their children, and this, that, and the other, having arguments about who hasn't been vaccinated. The good thing, the real good thing about this particular law is understanding the current of the wind. If the Supreme Court passes in New York, it's going to follow suit in every other state. Every other state will start using this as a precursor to get people from different states who were terminated, fired, but not taking this shot. So, yeah, that's That's the best thing, but we've been talking about it ever since they introduced this pandemic of a pandemic. So, yeah, I love it.
Yes, I do too. You know, my only concern with it is, and forgive me, y'all, for bringing up the bad news, is the people that did take the vaccine and all the things that could happen to them because they took it. Because we don't, you know, no one knows who got the placebo. Is that what it's called? You know, where basically, I guess, like a sugar shot, you know, where it's really nothing. And then those that actually got the vaccine. So my concern
placebo.
Is, you know, okay, yeah, placebo, thank you. So, you know, I still have a concern for those that did take it.
Here's, before you go to the next current event of a food for thought, family, always think of this. Who do you surround yourself with? Who are you in the company of? Because these are some of the thoughts that you start to take on. So that's also when we do our reflections. Who do we surround ourselves with, or what do we surround ourselves with? If we're constantly on the computer, are we surrounding ourselves with a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of garbage, a bunch of TikTok, this, that, and the other, with no reference to anything? Or are we using it for the information that we've been drawn to or that we're asking to receive? What do you surround yourself, or who do you surround yourself with? A little food for thought, family. You can go to the next chain event there, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Well, okay. I of course, y'all know I do not know, you know, unless they're really, really popular and been around. So Antonio Brown is ordered to pay $1.2 million after allegedly assaulting a moving truck driver in 2020. You know who he is, Brother Eddie?
Sorry, I was on mute, but I was on mute. I have no idea. I'm not into sports. Nope. My sport is what I'm doing.
Okay, well, former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown was ordered to pay $1.2 million in damages to a moving truck driver he allegedly assaulted in 2020, according to TMZ Sports. Brown apparently refused to respond or show up to hearings in the lawsuit against him in Broward County, Florida. A jury found Brown liable for $407,000 to cover Tumanov, past and future medical expenses, and $790,000 for past and future pain and suffering, per the report. The lawsuit stemmed from an incident in January 2020 when Brown and his trainer allegedly attacked Tumanov with that man. I'm sorry, forgive me, at Brown's home. The man said he was attacked by the two after they didn't want to pay him $4,000 for delivering Brown's items. Huh? Brown's trainer, Glenn Holt, was arrested at the time of the incident. Brown reportedly locked himself in his home and then turned himself in days later. He later pled no contest and was sentenced to 2 years probation. That probation was then cut short. The victim was initially seeking more than $30,000 in damages for the severe bodily injuries, losses, and mental anguish from the incident. The incident was one of several Brown faced during his time in the NFL. He last played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last season, but he stormed off the field in the middle of a game and never came back. The 34-year-old amassed more than 12,200 receiving yards and 83 touchdowns in the NFL. Okay, Brother Eddie. I don't do football, so I have no idea.
Yeah, and for me, it's not a bad story. It's just a break of seeing an individual right away that I see that has some type of mental issues. It could stem from emotional distress, head trauma, dealing with the NFL football, or it could even be some type of an addiction, because when you mention, you know, he went and locked himself in the house, you know, and turned himself in 2 days later and didn't plead a contest. Well, for me, he was letting his body clean out. That was my first thought. You know, whatever drugs in his system, after 2 days, I can flush myself out if it come up for me to take a drug test, you know. So, I said, with him doing the different things that you described, walking off the field, never coming back, blase, we skippy, that's an indication. See, those are indications that some type of mental disorder, some type of stress, under pressure that he's in, and he's has different coping mechanisms that he's using, you know, to basically avoid, you know. So,
I thought he just had an anger problem, you know, just couldn't control his temper.
That's also a mental issue. See, when you can't control your temper, you know, that means anybody becomes what? The thermostat. And you are the thermometer. They can push your buttons, make you go up
that
and down.
That is so true.
See? So, hopefully he's getting some type of help that he needs. You know, if he listens to some of these classes, he might get an earful. So,
and yes,
who knows?
That is definitely true. I have another good news, and I put it in description for the show. Brother Ray.
Oh, go ahead.
Pardon me?
You're talking about Brother Ray. No, go ahead. You're talking about Brother Ray.
Okay, Brother Ray on Saturday received the Glory Award from PACE. It's in L.A., and I put the link in the chat room so that – not in the chat room, forgive me. I put the link in the description so you can go to it and you can see it for yourself where – Brother Ray gets the award, and it was 29 minutes in that you're able to see him and hear what he has to say. So I hope that y'all would check it out. And, you know, of course, we give honor to Brother Ray because he is such a special person to us. And, you know, for the drum call that's going on all around the world, and, you know, so please check it out. It, you know, as I said, the link for it is in the description of the show. Brother
Eddie? Yes, I'm here. And what I was getting ready to mention, too, before the next current event, another food for thought. As it says, to be or not to be, but if it's to be, it will be. So whatever it is for you to be, it will be. Hopefully we become aware of what it is that we are to be along this journey. So with that one, Sister Antoinette, you could go into the next current event.
Okay. Well, I tried to find more good news, but I'm sorry, y'all. The Superfly actor and rapper, Kaleen Walker, K-A-A-A-N. You know how to pronounce his first name, Brother Eddie?
Know nothing about him. Maybe the family that's listening can give some insight on, you know, the football player and the rapper. My rap is what we're doing, so I don't have time for a lot of the other nonsense. So, but carry on.
Okay. Clem Walker, sentenced to 50 years to life in prison after raping multiple women. Clem, who has a credit in the film Superfly, was sentenced to 50 years to life in prison following the rape of multiple women. The 27-year-old rapper was convicted on charges brought by 3 teenage girls and 4 women. According to a report from the Los Angeles Times, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office and Walker has been charged with 3 counts of forcible rape, 2 counts of statutory rape, and 2 counts of rape by intoxication. Walker has been arrested on the charges in 2018 and been released on bail. The actor, who has a TV credit in the series In Contempt, I've never seen that, lured his victims using social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter, telling them he had connections with people that could help them in their modeling careers. The pattern of Mr. Walker is to make false promises, and they brought it. Each one of these women voluntarily made their own decisions, defense lawyer Andrew Flyer said, according to a report from NBC4. He didn't force them. It's payback to Mr. Walker, and we're not going to let that happen. Walker also appeared in 2017 with Halle Berry and Daniel Craig. Okay, Brother Eddie. And a young man, too. That's a thing. And a nice-looking guy.
Well, again, it's sad. Like you said, but he needs help too.
Yes, he does.
Just like R. Kelly, and sadly, we know that the penal institution does not serve the purpose to correct. You know, they're talking about overcrowding, letting people out, this, that, and the other. So as people are coming in, we, especially here in Chicago, Illinois, they're talking about letting bonds be eliminated for people who do heinous crimes. You know, they don't even have to pay a bond to be released. So a lot of nonsense is going to take effect here in Illinois. If things pan out. Yeah. Well, again, for those of us who are already on that frequency that we will be touching on this evening anyway, we already know what will take place next year by what we've been talking about for the past 3 years, and especially this year, with the third eye being open. So, yes, next year, for those who third eye was not open and who could not see through the voices that we possess, that we've been pushing this frequency through conversation, for those who are still open-minded and open to see, we'll see, but those who are blind still won't see. But it's coming to a head, and all we can do is, like I said, lay back, because we're being prepared for things that we talk about. So
yes, we are.
That's the beauty of what's happening. So here's another food for thought, family. Do you know what you are getting into? Regardless of what it is that you're getting into, do you really know what you're getting into? when you get involved with anything, anybody, any place, anywhere? Do you really know what you're getting into? Have you put that reflections on those people, places, and things? So with that, Sister Antoinette, did you have another current event? Because again,
well, I do, but I mean, if you can go, if you want to start the class, we can start the class.
Well, you can go ahead with the last current event because
well,
it's about 8:30.
We were talking, you know, with the stories and everything and about things that are to come. And, you know, no, I usually do not push, you know, my beliefs on you or anything, but I do want to give you this and, you know, take it if you wish. You know, if you don't, then discard it, you know, however. But in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, so the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went off to wage war on the rest of her children, those who keep and obey the commandments of God. So, you know, we look and we see everything that's going on with these children doing things and, you know, the way how children are being killed, everything that's coming against these children. And I just wanted everyone to know why we're seeing this, that this is the devil that's raging war now against, you know, he rages against, you know, the woman, but he's going after our children as well. So I just wanted y'all to know that, to, you know, keep your babies close and know what's going on with them. Brother Eddie.
Okay, Sister Antoinette, and yes, for me that hits home because I'm always talking that it's always about the children,
yeah,
the next generation. It's about the babies. So yes, I concur because I've been using different verses from Revelations in the Bible in and of itself. So. Yes. So right quick, starting off with the reflections. The reflections are the mirrors of your thoughts, be it negative thoughts or positive thoughts. But the negative thoughts bring about emotions. And those negative thoughts of emotions bring negative reactions. And we know the reactions causes problems, and problems are added trouble. But when we take on the positive thoughts, it basically is the spiritual energy that has a magnet drawing effect of truth, trust, love, and it connects us in the correct company of the spirit of the Creator, the Spirit of God, with the inner and overstanding of our part. So again, is that spiritual energy that is now actually drawing us, bringing all of those, and if we want to use the term chosen ones, it's no problem. Because a little side parody, there's no need to fear, my dear. Eddie B is in part of the atmosphere. And this part of the atmosphere that I bring is joy.
All right.
And
well, we definitely need that.
We will give that at the end of the class, what's in the atmosphere, because mm-hmm. I'm only sharing what a lot of us are feeling, but we don't see.
Yeah.
The feeling is there. And what we have to do is basically with these reflections, even looking at how we sometimes miss reflecting by the use of the computer, by the use of the cell phone. Call it the missing link, and we're not talking about a monkey by description.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the monkey by the number, which is the thought. So that missing link becomes the weakest link. So let's think of how we are right now when we talk about the human factor. And that's what's missing with our children and with a lot of us. We don't make that human contact anymore. The closest thing we do have is the cell phone that we use, but a lot of times we don't call, we're email or text.
Yeah.
But how many times have we emailed or text message and just sent the link? The link. And it's called text message. See, the message is missing. That's what makes it the weakest link. See, we don't even send those proper text messages anymore. See, because that's the link that I personally link to by the number of the word, but I'm linking to the individual who's sending.
Brother Eddie?
Person. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought you dropped.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. You're
okay.
Good and clear.
So that link that made that connection through the message, which is now missing. So I'm guilty, and this is why I'm bringing it up, of the second part of the missing link, which is the message. But after the message of the link of the text, there's no fellowship, aka no follow-up. Why did I send or why did I receive a message from somebody who's connected to me through a cell phone on a personal level, something that they sent me that vibrated and touched them, so they sent it to me, but then we never talk about it. We never call or even text. Did you even see this particular video or this article? Did you get what I got from it, or I got this, what did you get? Because knowing we're going to see things different ways anyway, but to have that fellowship to increase whatever it is that vibrated with you that you felt would vibrate with me still gives us an opportunity for growth, which we never do because there's no fellowship, no follow-up. So, again, me, myself, I'm guilty of that, you know, because I've never had. So this is one way of making sure that I follow up. Practice what you
Brother
preach.
Eddie,
yes.
I'm sorry. Do you think that that became worse during the COVID lockdown?
No. I mean, because before that, You know, people always call me. It's like, hey, Gabe, you a texter. You know, you be texting damn near letters sometime. You know, we can talk, you know. But I'm doing it for a particular reason, because I want people to see the words, not knowing that number. Because, again, whenever they go through the reflections and say, dad, man, now I see. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say that what I'm giving, this is just the beginning stage of what our children, what the future will take to a level that I don't even see yet. But they're going to use this, because that's why it was given to me to give. So, yes. Because, again, what it is I'm just saying, it's the simple things, those simple things that a lot of times we keep missing.
Yeah.
Because we kind of fall in with what's happening or what's going, or not really thinking, reflecting on our part, little by little, detaching from each other. That's part of that message that we're supposed to be giving in that text message. That's that spiritual lesson that we've been getting, that a lot of us aren't aware, because our thoughts aren't on a spiritual level. We're dealing with so much emotions, reaction, problems, and trouble. So, yes.
Yes, that is true.
So, that's even taking us back to the last class, dealing with the divine intervention. Because I take it back with the numbers, you see that all of this is part of the divine. Even what you gave is part. We just don't see that connection. And that's why fellowship is so important, because the parts that we do see, we have to share. And the parts that others see, that's the part that they're filling in those gaps, connecting those dots. This is what we're doing as we connect those puzzle pieces. But to just get into it real quick on the metaphysical of the divine intervention. And for Brother Kwame, Elder Kwame, if he's listening, I contribute him or this, because he pushes it all the time. But like I said, not seeing the numbers, even though he's pushing divine intervention, I'm just here to clarify by the number. And when we look at what Brother Kwame and what we know that is actually happening, that the water, which carries a certain frequency, in the age of Aquarius is the frequency that we're in now. And this water is even coming from the ice. And I love it, because, again, I constantly say, we already know that water in its frozen state is called ice.
Yeah.
But did we know that, as I said, the words change, but the numbers remain the same.
Yeah.
Water is 22, which is a 4. Ice is 13, which is a 4. So that water, that ice that's releasing that frequency of consciousness and memory. Well, when we understand our makeup, We are 70% water. Water. And that 70% water cased in what we call the flesh. And this flesh carries our soul.
Mm-hmm.
So when the water and ice releases this memory and consciousness, and we are 70% water, and understanding that we live on this planet that is 70% water, which means the atmosphere, it's in the atmosphere, it's in the air, and it's the water molecules that we breathe in, we inhale the air that contains this memory and consciousness. And not only do we inhale it, engulfs and encases our skin or flesh. So when we break this down by number, understanding that water is 22, which is 4. Consciousness is 52, which is 7. Memory is 16, which is 7. Well, the 7 is the 70% water that we are, that is being affected by this frequency of consciousness and memory. This is why right now the consciousness and memory that's in Aquarius deals so much with nature. Why do you think that we're all talking about getting back in nature? Because we're understanding that yourself is a part of nature when we ground ourselves. When we get outside and plant whatever it is we plant, don't we talk to our brother plants and flowers? Don't we play music to the flowers, to the plants? Don't we talk to the trees, the insects, the water? That's getting back into yourself, which is nature, which is the divine, and the water is the intervention of God, of truth, of that understanding. It's already in us. But when we are not aware, that's why that 70%, that consciousness, that memory, we have to be aware. If we're not aware, then we ignore. And as soon as we ignore, that becomes the curse. There's no other curse that anybody has put on us other than our acceptance of what we have chose to believe without any investigation. Due process of oneself and buy in to everything that does not talk about your first duty, priority, business, which is self. And this is why we're doing everything else and we can't remain focused. And focus is 5, too, on getting ourselves in order. The first order of today is to get in order. If we start putting our own, if we don't have any morals, to our own test. Because the divine is in the faith that we become aware that we were born into the soul that we journey with and on right now. My sole assignment is to help others find their way, not mine. I'm on mine. And when you know someone that's on their true journey, it's never about them. It's always about the individual they're trying to help. And like I said, family, my biggest duty to help is our future. All of our children.
Yes.
See. So any story I hear about a child that's been mistreated, that's when my eyes start to sweat. That's when I start crying. That pulls at my emotions. And getting back to practicing what you preach, what makes anybody a good person that gives good advice? It gets back to emotions.
Yes.
A person that gives good advice is not attached to the emotions of the situation they're listening to. You could be a good advice giver, but when it comes to family members, your children, your mother, father, cousins, distant family members that you're close to, even friends, because trying to give a friend good advice when the friend is like a family member because you've been through the ups and downs, the relationships, the children, all of the good and bad times, you're emotionally attached. See? But it's only when you're not emotionally attached to the individual or the situation and you can honestly give open advice. And when it's open, it's always giving them the choice.
Yeah.
Never. You should do this. Oh, man, you know. Oh, no, 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 no. The door is always open for them to go this way or that way. That's on them. And when we give the advice that's asked for, not the advice that we want to give, because we might have been down that road before and we have some suggest, but if they don't ask for that particularly, that means they're not ready for it anyway. See, people ask you what they're ready to receive, and sometimes we're ready to share things that people aren't ready for. I know y'all feeling what I'm feeling.
Yes.
Because we go through it with a lot of our own family members that we see ourselves sometimes being on the outside of our family circle as being somewhat the black sheep of the family or the crazy one in the family or any other scenario or phrase that they might too want to dub those of us who are in this particular open mind to receive. Because again, what I give and what I've been given to give always leaves choice. Change only comes from the universe because the universe dictates all changes. Once we flow to know that we have to let go in order to receive, because we are entertaining so much garbage. And we don't have any callers yet, do we?
No, no one has their hands up. If y'all have a question or a comment, press 1. and I will be happy to open your lines up.
Now, what I want to really, what I really wanted to tell the family when we started off, that what's in the atmosphere is good news. And what I come to bring in the good news is what's referred as the joyful noise, family. I come to bring the joyful noise. See, because I'm bringing it, and for me, the undisputed of everything that we talk and believe but don't see. But the joyful noise comes to 41 by number, which is 5. Atmosphere is 41, which is 5. I got 5 on it. But the joyful noise that I'm here to relate, the horn blowing, is that I'm seeing what's in the air. When we say it's in the air, it is this frequency of the age of Aquarius that everybody is starting to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Using different words. We recognize yet. See, it's going to happen. But we can't recognize the number behind the words. We say this is something we've never been taught, family, so it's just new. We don't recognize the numbers that we say by the words, nor the numbers behind words that others say. But when I'm seeing that the majority of us on these particular classes and shows that I listen to are saying the same thing by the number, using hundreds of different words, I am elated. I'm here to let us know, hidden in plain sight, behind the word with the number, we're saying in the frequency, and this is why I said earlier in classes, power of the frequency are the numbers. This is why different people, different times have certain curiosity, interests, and importance that these numbers are starting to constantly come up. They just haven't seen how to connect the word with the numbers that they are receiving. But to listen to the family speak these numbers by many names, oh my goodness, family, it's a joyful noise. It's the joyful noise that we're waiting on. You know, in the midst of the danger, we can rejoice, family, because we're on that frequency that is in not only the air, but the water that we are. That is also divine intervention. See, we're not looking for what is being given and is already in us. We must become aware. Thing in self-defense, being aware is the ultimate. You cannot defend yourself against something that you're not aware of. If you don't even know it's there in front of you, how can you prepare or even defend? And this family has always been here hidden in plain sight. And they keep using the same. And when I say that, they don't get it twisted. It's a mindset. It has no damn color. They just are engulfed or sucked in, as Brother Kanye West has been talking about, how nobody else has said anything, and those who do say something, they're saying something against him because of a payday, money, a check, their allegiance to their boss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to call them this, that, or the other. We know, because again, when we, and I've been saying and talking about this since 2007, when I found out about preachers and their hypocritical contract oath that they have to sign. And to know that I know several pro basketball players that came from Chicago. One, I can't take credit for coaching. The young man was just that good. But to know that the things that we talked about, once they made it, and for them to basically turn their backs on the black communities, but for me, turn their back on their word. Their word is bond. And for something, for them to not stick to their word, let me know that there's a demonic, there's something deeper. Because both of these individuals are millionaires. And even the schools that they came from didn't even come and do anything other than put up a outside basketball damn court.
Wow.
That was only for a half a court.
Wasn't for a whole court.
Just need that. Again, you can only play, just shoot baskets on a basket. You ain't even got another rim to play, you know. So, again, you know, it's neither this or that. But it let me know that it's something deeper, and it deals with the contract. That even rappers, and this is why Kanye is going off, because he's a direct line with what he had to do and the garbage he had to put up with. You know.
Yeah.
So, again, once we get, that's why I had made that statement. Do you know what you're getting into? See, because for me, when we get on this real spiritual soul assignment, all the adversities that we run into from family, friends, acquaintances, associates, for me, it only makes me stronger, because that's the challenge I need, so that whenever I come up against anybody, my job is to, whenever there's an opportunity, educate. And I can't educate when I'm emotional, when somebody to push my button because they the damn thermostat.
Yeah.
So I got to learn all type of ways from all various people on how to maintain my emotions. See, because I'm very passionate, and the family knows at times I get passionate in some of the classes. You know, because I get texts and calls after the class. Brother Ed, you all right, man? You all right? You know. So, yes. But the thing is all of this is all preparation for something bigger.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we are dealing with, knowing that we are just a part of something bigger. See? And that's that frequency that we're on, it's bigger than us. That frequency is bigger than all of us.
But yes,
we're,
it is.
We're flowing with the frequency. It's in the air. It's in the current of wind. Oh, family, it's beautiful to hear what I hear by numbers, by using this occult language of English that's babble. That's why we argue. We're divided because of somebody else's definition of the word that we use, that we give the power to when we use it. I'm here to show us that We are already united, but we don't see it. And it's the English word that we use that's casting the spells, because we're manifesting the spells that we're casting, not knowing we're casting the spells, that we're speaking them into existence. And for me to know the number behind all of this mess, we can break everything, the spell, all of it. And that's part of the divine that I have been given to share. I wasn't talking like this 9 years ago. I wasn't talking like this 5 years when I started on these, in these classes. See? So yeah. As we all grow and continue to grow, it shows in our actions and our behavior. See, because that gift of the divine that shines in our actions, or the lack of the correct actions in ourselves and in others, when we ignore, again, that's the curse, when things become unclear. In you is clarity. It's clear. In you, clear is nuclear, baby. It's, ooh, we have a nuclear bomb that we can change it all, family. And we're talking about it. And again, as we continue to think that thought, that comes out in the words, the actions will happen. It's in the air. We have to keep the energy going through the conversations that we engage in, that gives the energy that's in nature to one another to activate those of us who aren't activated. And again, all we do is give the balance to the word, and the activation either happens or it doesn't, because at the end, like I said, the universe dictates the change. This is why we can't make anybody change. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them get it. See? We can't make the people get it. That's why the water is for. Water is for. And when people say get it, they don't know what in the hell, excuse me, the heck I'm talking about when I say get it, because they listening and looking at the word get it. I told everybody that knows me, it's numbers first, then the word, because it's all spiritual. Get it? Get it is 31. Yeah. Spiritual, 40. That's what I'm talking about getting. I ain't talking about getting nobody else's garbage. It's the spiritual company that's being drawn to one another. We're being drawn to one another, family. Some of us, again, like I said, aren't aware. We don't recognize. We don't even see what's happening. And then those of us who do, I love you. I even love those who don't get it, because, again, that's what change is. Change is the five. Love is the five. You know, so my prerequisite that I see, and I got five on it, if you ain't in the code of love, you don't know the game. This is why we don't recognize the game. Game recognize game. When we understand love is five, game is five. We got to recognize the whole game of not just five, but all the numbers, baby. That's why it's all connected. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's simple things. It's the simple things. I'm just saying that it's all connected. Because, again, even with some people's definition or description of divine intervention. They're looking for the spiritual, which is divine, which is inside us anyway. We're looking for all the things that we already have, and we won't connect with each other so that the parts that we have are actually activated to the whole. So the power that we possess, because the me ain't got nothing without the we. That's why we funk, family. We think. It's the critical thought that we have to get back to.
Yeah, so we have a caller with their hand up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Okay, let's bring the family in.
Okay. Erica 732.
Yes, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
But anyway,
that is good.
I have something I really need to talk to you all about. Now, let me ask you this. Is Brother Kalami on the phone?
If he's here, he hasn't put his hand up.
Okay. But anyway, what I wanted to speak about is last week, when I was talking about the who could be retarded, have a baby, and the baby can be completely completed, right? Then
mm-hmm.
I said two people could have AIDS, and the baby doesn't have to have AIDS. So Brother Kwame was saying that, I forgot exactly what he was saying, but he was trying to explain to me different things. Now, I know a lot of times, Brother Eddie, when I come in, I'll say, well, I'm not sure, but this is what it seems to be. That is what I was saying then, those are facts. Do you know what? I took, came a psychologist, not really psychologist, I didn't go that far, but I'm certified, right, as a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
But when I took my class, I didn't take the class for a counselor because, you know how a lot of people say, well, what should I do? I took the class for a counselor because people would always call me, what should I do? What should I do? My older sister called me, what should I do? What should I do? So when I took the class, no matter what said to me or who's saying it to me, I always research it. Even if they were my classes, I'm finding out for myself. So everything I said that day, last week, wasn't coming from me. These are known facts out the books and everything. So it just seemed to me, Brother Eddie, that when you came back and you were saying, like, Brother Kwame this and Brother Kwame that, and so I was just wondering, Brother Eddie, is it that because Kwame was acting like everything I was saying was not so, that you came back and you totally agreed with him? Did I take it wrong or what?
Yeah, because you're coming back, but that's good. The question to clarify, no, I wasn't agreeing with Brother Kwame. I had agreed with you dealing with two mentally or physically handicapped people having a perfectly healthy child. I know people like that personally.
Mm-hmm.
See, you said 50 years ago, I'm in my 60s. So, I knew people back then that were in my childhood 45, 50 years ago who are perfectly fine like I am, but their parents were disabled. We called them crippled back then, not knowing the politically correct things to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I was agreeing with you. I just didn't take it into depth, but you were somewhat in a tit for tat with Brother Kwame. And like I said, I just laid back and kept quiet, which I love doing.
Well, we have Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame has his hand up. I do see Brother Kwame, and he does have his hand up.
Bring Brother Kwame in then. Bring him in. Great.
Okay. Good evening, Brother Kwame.
What's happening, family?
Good evening, Brother Eddie, and good evening, Sister Ishtar. And, you know, you're making your statement, which is very much correct. And the statement started saying that you do your research because what field you got into and people asking you a lot of information. So you certified yourself in being able to be a counselor. And you did your research and you know your facts. Then the part for me was I was sharing the facts that I knew. But if you had done the research, what was the question for?
It wasn't a question. I guess when I talk, someone else said that to me too. I don't want to talk down on anyone or anything. So maybe you have a point there. When I started out, maybe it did sound like I was asking a question. I don't remember that at that time. But I'm not going to doubt it if I did. But I was just coming in. I forgot what we was all talking about at the time. But I was just coming in at that time on that half of it. So that's all that was.
And I mean, if I apologize if that was discomfortable for you. But I was stating my truth as to what I understand, just as like Brother Eddie shared the part that, yeah, we both and a lot of us have been experienced with people that have. I have my brother was married to a woman, and she adopted a baby who had AIDS. And they were telling him that, you know, they don't need to adopt this child. I told him to adopt Tony, that he was going to live. And this young man has children now that they don't have AIDS. He's married, and he still has HIV, but he hasn't AIDS. So this is the part of saying that genetically things can happen, that one person might carry this defective gene, but the next generation that they reproduce will have the wholeness of what a human is supposed to have. These are part of what creators – divine intelligence works in the human body. So, yes, you know, your statement was facts that you hold for your truth. I was just speaking mine. And if it offends you, I apologize.
And let me interject real quick on the divine. Part of divine is exactly what Brother Kwame is doing right now. It's the respect value. Respect is the seven. That's part of it. And awareness is seven, so being aware. And as you just said, Sister Ishtar, that other people have said it's the way you say things, and that's the old saying. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. So maybe you just need to step back and, you know, again, reflections on the way that you are articulating whatever it is that you want to make a statement about. That's all. So hopefully that helps, you know, everything. Respect
well,
and much
know,
love, family.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Brother Eddie, I did that. But what happened is when I counsel people, that the way you break through is not by coming like we know everything. So I start with questions. So even now, like I'm on a conference call, maybe I shouldn't do that here. But then I even realized on a couple of the conference calls, it was like how people would understand things because of the way you talk about it. So I already studied myself on that part of it. That's why I said earlier, I never said I was going to change that part of me because I thought about changing it one time. And then I said no, because that's the way I get to people. And very few people, and I don't just counsel people for no, you know, for the money. It's about making sure people get to where they're trying to get to in life. So, and that's how I counsel the people, and even people that I just talk to. Sometimes, you know, they get it, you know, because I don't come at them like I know everything. Okay, I'm finished.
Thank you, Sister Ishtar. Are you sure you're complete?
Excuse me?
Are you sure you're complete? I don't want
Am
you
I
to
what?
Go away the same. Were you done, basically? I don't want you to walk away the same way that you came in. I want you to...
No, I feel complete, Antoinette. You know, Brother Eddie, and like you were saying, see, and that's another thing is I don't ever want, because, you know, I love all of you on this call, and I don't want to ever just have something holding it. You know, I need it mm-hmm. fixed, you know?
Yes.
Well, at the end of the day, like you said, you were a counselor. These classes, especially the last four or five, is all part of the reflections, which is no more than the therapy. This is the therapy that we need during the communications, open communications like we're having. See, because, again, Sister Antoinette, you not being aware, you know, us just giving you the title of motherboard, you know, you being that motherboard and being that connector makes you part of the divine, because you're putting it over these waves in the air to how many people, and how many people that hear us will give tidbits of information that activated and stimulated their thoughts beyond what they've been thinking, or just a different way of thinking. See, that's the divine in and of itself. See, simple things.
That's good. I'm glad about that. Truly am.
And Kwame, I accepted it when you said you forgive. Do I apologize or whatever you said? Forgive you. I do.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do we have any more families with their hands raised? Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right, and, you know, it's really, we just had yesterday was the new moon, and we had the lunar eclipse. And, see, this is part of what, there's an excellent piece that said the effects of this lunar eclipse and solar activity and the Earth magnetic change on consciousness and the evolution of ascension. This is what we're doing right now as we discuss and we're speaking and exchanging energy, because the thing that has happened in that the consciousness is being shifted by what's going on above us, which is creating the magnetic and electromagnetic energy of consciousness that is affecting the planet and all the beings on the planet. And what we're having is this opportunity to activate, which is really the moving into the age of Aquarius, as you were sharing earlier, but it's moving into the consciousness of our evolution and not being at the same frequency of that old 3D. And how we're looking at what you do, Brother Eddie, is you look at the words and you say the words are the same because the number. And it resonates the same frequency because it produces the same number. And the consciousness in this electromagnetic is a number frequency, the lunar, the solar, a planetary alignment. Each planet has its frequency. It's like a musical scale that we have these planets outside of this planet that produce frequency that creates the biorhythm of conscious shifting. And we're constantly shifting. And if we who have awakened and receive it and know how to go about this shifting, a lot of us are not aware of the shifting. And we call it all sorts of things. And we even have new names in the DSM-4 and DSM-5. which is nature deficit disorder, ascension disorder, bipolar disorder. We have these labels that we're giving, but they're not, just as you said, we about earlier when we talked about retardation and autism or mongoloid. So what, when you look at each one, it's a different stage that happens with those children coming in with these different frequency receivers, autistic savants, that, you know, these kids know numbers, these kids know music, these children can paint pictures, they can receive and talk about things that went on thousands of years ago and bring it to clarity perfectly. What gives that that child the receptivity of being able to tune in to these frequencies of consciousness is what we're in now.
Yes, sir. That was basically, again, you're echoing what I just said. I got five on it. You know, that's part of the joyful noise that, again, I'm here to share, that I recognize by the different words, same number, because the shifting, which is a 7, it comes to 43, the 7, is aware, 16, which is a 7. That's part of the divine. Divine is 25, 7, part of the consciousness that we're talking about, which is 52, the 7. It's all put inside this vessel that we call the flesh that we move around in. Flesh is what? 25, which is 7, which encases our what? Soul, 16, which is 7. It's our soul that's being activated with consciousness and memory, consciousness 7, memory 7, that we've been talking about. It's all being in the frequency that's now the awakening, same number, frequency 1, awakening is 1. The frequency is the awakening that we are talking about, dealing with the same number, different words. I love it. Joyful noise to me, family. It's a joyful noise. I got 5 on it. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And I'm watching this movie with Bruce Willis, and it's called The Cosmic Sin. And what the Federation is saying is, and they're sending people to the Earth and saying it's against cosmic law to commit genocide of a people. And they're coming into to the planet to deal with this and futuristic thing that this movie is about. And it's really kind of what we're seeing, this genocidal process that's going on the planet, in the different ways in which they're attempting to eliminate certain people and to have this power that they feel that they're entitled to. And these are the challenges of us being reawakening or reactivated to our higher self from that forced fear that was forced in captivity to fear, but now as evolution, because I can sit here as an elder. Yes, that's what I'm saying, so. But I can sit here as an elder and say I can go back 4 generations and know that woman in my family named Augustus Rhodes was born in 1851. She was in captivity and watched that evolution come from those other 4 women. The last one was my mother. And say that I can sit here and say I understand this, but I talk to my daughter or my granddaughter, the perception is infallible because they can't see it. They have only what they have read or only what they've experienced, but being able to transmit to them, here, read this. This is your, these genes run in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the activation that's happening on the planet is to activate these genes. But also, this is why we had the Warrior King, and we're now getting ready to watch Emmett Till, because the activation of bringing light to darkness.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here. Brother Kwame, that's why we're listening to you.
Oh, okay. And that's what I was just sharing, you know, because these are times in which we are at a pivotal part of our evolution. And these are the things that are helping us to move to the next level from this third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth. We're going into 6 to 13. This is what we talk about, seven generations. What will the next seven generations, what will my great-grandsons, when he becomes a grandfather, what will he tell them about us?
Yeah, well. Whoa.
That's the same way. It's like you have grandchildren. What will they be saying when their grandmothers talking to their grandchildren about us?
Kwame, what I've been saying for years, since my oldest granddaughter when she was little, is I could see one day her asking me, Grandma, what was freedom like?
Right.
Wow.
I was in AT&T paying the bill, and we were sitting there, and these two elder people were sitting there, and I was there, and they were talking about, you know, yeah, this new, you know, y'all getting this new system, and this is going to make your wireless service much greater. And I said, you know, you old people aren't used to all this. And I said, what do you mean, you old people? And she said, you know, I know my mother and them had the rotary dial. I said, I remember when you cranked the phone. I said a three-way on a phone was a party line in our day. So, yes, you have all of this, but do you understand how it got to you?
Right. Yes. Just with the phones and everything in general, because I remember, you know, the phones being hung up on the wall, and they were the rotary phones. You had to literally take your finger and dial it. And you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go outside walking around or anything with a phone. You know, that was before the cordless phones.
I remember down south, they had the still had the crank the phone up and then pick it up, and the operator connected with you and say, who are you calling? And all they do is pull out a cord and punch it into this person's line over here and call that person's house if they had a phone.
Oh, wow.
Just think of the comedy or the sitcoms, Petticoat Junction or Hooterville.
Yeah.
Green Acres, even Andy Griffin, when they called Sarah, the switchboard operator, to hook them up to whoever they were calling. So, that's the
that
old way.
That long ago.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
And this is the part.
I love
this
those shows.
Right, but what we're seeing now is what was then and how people and family and things were. It wasn't the greatest for us, but it was a lot better for us, because I did the festival this last weekend at Tuskegee Nature's Garden. And Tuskegee was the place where Booker T. Washington was teaching agriculture, carpentry, building. This sister is there teaching agriculture. She's teaching how to build A-frame houses, how to convert containers into houses, clearing land so you can make a center for people to come in and take the wood that they're clearing out the forest, sending it to the mill and bringing it back so they can use that wood to build a center where they can begin to teach our story.
Mm-hmm.
On a lake,
yes,
that she owns 47 acres and has a big lake on it.
Wow.
Do you know?
That's beautiful. Go ahead, Sister Eska.
Okay. Do you know, Brother Kwame, when you were speaking of the retardation and autism, and you were saying how they can do things, most of them can do things that other people can't do. Well, I knew this lady, and she was autistic, and she would go to court and make any attorney look sick. No type of, she didn't go to college for it or anything, but that was what happens is the cells in the brain, like they don't, sometimes mm-hmm. they don't go where they supposed to go. They all go somewhere else. And so with her, I mean, they accused her of robbing a 7-Eleven. It took her 2 years.
Mm.
But what happened is when she finished, she had the picture, listen, of the Caucasian man that robbed 7-Eleven and everything else. And that's how good she was with that. But what else I was thinking is these people, I call that, she might have been autistic or whatever, but I call these people
yeah.
brilliant. Because what's
yeah.
happening mainly right now, if we really became very familiar with these people, and I don't want to use the word studied them, but just pay attention to their gifts, these
yeah.
people would probably be the ones to help us and guide us out of what may be coming after us or for us.
And
I think that's true.
Right. But what I'm hearing what you're sharing, and it's a very important part. That's why I gave it in levels. We call the mongoloids. We call it retardation. We call it autism. When
mm-hmm.
we as a society don't have the person that is, quote unquote, what we say is normal, we give them a new label. Because when you put autistic people together in communities, which they are doing, they
mm-hmm.
function very well because they can resonate in the frequency of each other and don't have any fears and upset any things that they're so different that they can
yes,
they can be the genius that's in each one of them, formulate communities. They have schools now for them. And they have that they're using that their abilities to show us what we need to be looking at.
Yes, we have another call. I'm going to bring them in. Area code 336, I believe, is Sister Paris.
It is.
Hello, Sister Paris.
Greetings, family. Greetings, Brother Eddie, Brother Kwame, Sister. You a trip, Brother Harris. Sister, if you don't say anything else for the rest of this century about the autistic children, people, you're right on the money. That was told to me just not too long back about this. They're special. They are wired in a particular way to be guides. I'm not sure. I think I don't know if it was Cryon or somebody else. I think it was Cryon, and that alluded to that. Anyway, thank you or thank us for you putting that out there in the atmosphere. You're right on the money. and I'll mute and just listen. Thank us. Thank us, Brother Kwame, Brother Eddie, Sister Antoinette, family. Thank us.
Thank
I'm going to mute.
And you don't have to go anywhere, Sister Parrish. It's fine.
Oh. Okay.
And just to echo that, family, even with the divine, as Sister Parrish, you just said, I was going to say what you said, and that's why I'm saying it's that number of the divine. See, even all of us, just like all of the so-called people that they put labels and titles on, what makes us different makes us special. That's what makes us great. Once we are aware of that special gift, that's the greatness within all of us. That's the divine. Special is seven, great is seven, divine is seven. That's why, yes, they're part of divine intervention, because just like we all are, just saying the simple things, we're all connected. We're all messengers with a message. This is why at the beginning, when I talked about the text message, the message is missing, not only from the text, but the spiritual lesson that we're supposed to be sharing. If we are aware of the lesson of the spiritual realm that we're receiving. So, yes, family, I love it. Y'all keep talking.
I wanted to piggyback on that because, and greetings, Mama AZ. And the part of us looking at how they label the autistic and I'll label that, the thing that you look at people of color and you look at how people of unmelanated people look at melanated people and their creativities, their art, their all of the abilities that they have. And they have, even in conscious or unconscious, is an envy and a fear and a dislike because they don't, that missing quality is not theirs. And to look at what we have seen done to people of non-color is really something to really look at and say, why do you do this to these people? Because you come into their homeland and you see their abilities and what they've created and you want to force them to change what they believe, what they have learned, what they love, and force them to accept something that is not their own reality.
Let me piggyback off of that. To me, what I see is, yeah, that's their program or the system's program to program with all of the so-called institutionalized education that we have or we've been indoctrinated to, and all of the information that they've learned and found out in India, they're now using it and having us basically look down upon it with what we've been given to use as civil. And everything that they've dubbed as being uncivil is what they're using in a corrupt manner. So, yes, we are programmed to do the things that we do, not knowing because we're not aware, but this is why this awakening of the consciousness and memory of this divine spiritual we're all talking about. Different ways, with different words, same number. That's why we're seeing who's special. For me, who's special and who's not. And as you were saying, the cosmic law earlier that we kind of get twisted, we start following man's law, not understanding that the law is consciousness, that God consciousness. That's why that's the law that we are following when we're talking about cosmic law. It's cosmic consciousness. That's the law that we are now tapped into. That's the law that we're talking about. By different words, like we said, everybody's different. That's what makes them special. But we're seeing these special ways that they basically put things together. But for me to see the patterns and the same sequence that just keeps coming up with these same numbers and everything that they've done, and it's the spiritual frequency and awakening that we're on, that we on these party lines are talking about. The only thing that I think we need to do a little bit more is follow up, as I mentioned earlier. The fellowship is follow up, you know, by having direct conversations instead of a link to a text here and text there. And like I say, even when we text, stop being that missing link, which is no more than the weakest link, because what makes us weak or what's missing is the message that is spiritually delivered through that text. That's why text comes to link and message comes to missing link, or missing is weakest. We've heard that on different television shows, for game shows, the missing link or the weakest link. And like I said, the missing link ain't got nothing to do with the monkey other than the number behind the monkey referencing your brain. That's the part that's missing, that thought, the fellowship that we should be discussing so that we can iron different things out. So what you got that I don't have, you filling the gaps. What I got that you don't have, I'm connecting some dots. We're here to help. That's why help is seven. That's part of the divine. Once you know your part, part being seven, you can help others find their way. Find seven, way is seven.
Excuse me, we have 15 minutes left in this live broadcast. You want to tell me what you want to do?
Did you say you were coming on, or you said that was a link that you had of Brother Ray?
It was a link that's
set.
In the it's in the description.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't download it.
So no problem. So if you're feeling good, we can go over, and if the families still has that energy to continue sharing this beautiful information that we are giving, then we'll keep it going.
Okay. All right, let me give the call-out number. Okay, Brother Eddie, you want to do that? You have the number you need me to get.
Yeah, the call-out number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. My contact information is ehrris12764@gmail.com. That's ehrris12764@gmail.com. Okay, I'm sensing that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. And don't forget Brother Ray with the drumming on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're all drumming, and we're going for divine intervention for God to wipe these, well, Brother Ray says, to take these evil people out. So, and also, please check the description box
And you will find the link to Brother Ray being awarded the Glory Award. And it was a fantastic presentation that he gave. And he comes on at the 29-minute mark. Okay, yes, I'm sorry, Sister Paris, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure if Brother Kwame was on Dry Bones Sunday, but I had asked Brother Dry Bones to send me one of the information pieces that he had on his show Sunday. Brother Kwame, were you present?
I don't know what it was. I'm sorry, I don't know what it was.
Okay, can you reach out, Sister Antoinette, to Brother Dry Bones and see if he can send it? He promised that he would. He would text it to my phone because that piece that he played was packed with a lot of good information. I just can't remember exactly, but it was worthy of being shared with everybody.
Okay.
And he knows. So if you can please reach out and have him to send it to you, because I know if he sends it to you, I will get it.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yes, ma'am.
I will reach out to him tomorrow to see if he can send it to me. If he knows exactly what it is that you're talking about. I'm sorry, I missed Dry Bones Joe on Sunday. Y'all got to remember, I'm up all night, so I sleep during the day.
Yeah.
So
I don't sleep
too many daytime shows. You're welcome.
And I have another question.
Yes.
For Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame, because of the alignments of the planets, is that causing certain ones to have more issues with their bodies than normal? Because this is just crazy, you know? I'm just
wondering. You too, Sister Paris.
You too,
your body's
Sister
been
Sister
kicking
Sister?
Your butt. Yeah, I blame it on the weather.
God.
I always said it's the weather when my body aches itself really bad and I'm like, my body. And, the rainy weather and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm also detoxing from pain medication that I've been on for years.
Okay.
I went cold turkey, and it's like I'm in the twilight zone and in an accordion.
You
got to
be careful going cold turkey.
I have no choice, and I'm talking to my body and telling it to correct itself, my cells and everything, because I can't continue with this medication like this. Now or never. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway. What's your read on that, Brother Kwame?
And that's why I was sharing that, because this affirmation has been leading up to this.
You're breaking up.
Okay. This affirmation has been leading up to this now moment. Can you hear me better now?
Go ahead.
You're kind of scratchy.
Okay. All right, let me do this.
Now you're clear.
Now, okay, because I got my
phone on
charge, and I had it over there, and I was trying to use my ear pod. But what
I can't hear you.
That what I was reading to you, it's part of an 18-page PDF, and this person has written this that has been following.
Still can't hear you, Brother Kwame. I apologize.
Yeah, can you talk louder?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes,
sir.
You're perfect now.
Oh, right. I just had to unhook the phone and ring it
to where I could do it. But what he's talking about, and it's one little part on, I'll read it to you right quick. Okay, this part, it says, the impact of celestial alignment events on the solar activities, light time acceleration, and human genetic evolution, the movement of the stellar bodies and their alignment through the space effect and the solar activities and the magnetic fields of our planet. In particular, such events affect solar winds and transmissions. And as it has been explicitly clear by the author, such events inevitably influence the alchemical transformation of humanity, leading to their conscious evolution. In particular, the paramount importance is to develop greater scientific understanding with regard to human quantum genetics and specifically the mechanisms that has led to the DNA-RNA activation. There, clearly, DNA and RNA activation plays a significant role in the spiritual ascension and the conscious evolution, the consciousness evolution of humanity, with underlying ramifications for the ascension of the entire planet. The solar and stellar bodies transit align light plasms carrying geometric codings to the earth. And so what we're doing is that all of this energy that is inundating the planet, these frequencies that are, it affects our body, just like what happens in a full moon. They put more police out in the community. They put more people in the emergency room because that moon's energy activates certain things in people's psyche. When you do an eclipse, solar or lunar, that means that the sun or the moon is in front of each other. So they reboot. When you have a total full eclipse, that means that that sun, the moon moves in front of the sun and blocks it, and then it moves across. But that blocking it stops that energy, but behind that moon is the sun sending that energy through the moon into the planet. Then it moves, and then it reboots again. So what we're doing is getting these reboots, and our bodies are reacting to it. The planet's reacting to it. The consciousness is reacting to it. It's like you're rebooting your phone. You're rebooting your computer. The human computer is being rebooted.
Yes, even I didn't touch on that one dealing with the divine intervention, because dealing with when I broke down water and ice, not knowing that it's the same number. Again, they just changed the word. Water 22, which is 4, ice 13, which is 4. But that water, again, is us. We're made up of 70% water. So all of these things that we're talking about in the divine is 7. That's 70% of that water that is changing, because even that reboot, and as you said, the water is affected by the full moon. Full moon is 4, 40, like water, 22 to 4. So that 70% of all these cosmic rays that are inundating the cells of the body are activating one way or another. And again, a lot of it depends on the individual's thought. again, you are the cure once your thoughts become pure. This is why Mother AZ is talking about she talks to her body, because your body responds. And these are the things that we're getting back in order with, how to cure ourselves with those pure thoughts. Because that two, which is that eclipse, which again, like I say, this is the reason for this season, is to see what stays or falls. That eclipse is two, fall is two. That falls are negative thoughts, negative people. That stays is the four, the spiritual, the truth, the lesson, the divine, or better yet, the intervention, that water. So again, yes, all of these things I'm seeing by the number that are uniting us. Their job that they're doing pretty good is to constantly keep us divided. We fall. There's that fall. See, so we're trying to elevate one another, so that we could start actually building this new world, this new place that we envision that will be for our children. As Brother Kwame said, what are we leaving? What blueprint are we leaving for them to work with? How will we be remembered? For me, it's the words that are the goal, that are their insurance that we leave when we're gone. That's what's going to help them. As we see now, what we see as money won't be money used as money, the material and physical. It'll all be digital. We're talking about it. These are things that we're seeing that others don't want to be a part of, but it's happening. But we have to give them different tools to be able to use to navigate. And yes, can't be sorry. Some of it might be to manipulate their way through this culture of corruption. Again, even with these commercials I'm constantly seeing about voting, it said, if anything, we the people who do participate should start standing up for our rights and how people are supposed to be representing us. If I vote, I give you my power. You ain't going to have my power because you don't represent me. You don't even lobby for me. You lobby for lobbyists after you receive my power from my vote. Why don't we go through the old way with just hand counts? But first of all, let's go with some stipulations, with term limits. See, this is a job. So we should have no more than an 8-year for anybody who's holding a position in politics. If the president only has 4, damn it, why does Joe Biden have 40, 50 years counting with this old mindset? And then the biggest thing, we should have a 1-year probationary period.
if you ain't doing what we as the people have demanded in a year, you're out. Somebody else is already being groomed to take each and every position, which keeps everybody on an even keel. But to really do that, we should also have a watchdog committee. As they say, independent, then let us choose who's going to represent us to watch whomever. But we keep hearing these little titbats of this, that, and the other, and we keep putting, as we've dubbed, the lesser of both evils or two evils into office or wherever. And it's been recycling how long? So if we, the people, have the power, then we got to really start making some change, as we say, for our children to deal with what's to come. So, yeah, all of this, for me, even with the numbers, are part of the divine. A question real quick that I had for the family last week that still been on my mind was this. In that seven called the divine, what's the gift and what's the curse? And the scenario was this. What if you were given the ability to see who would have everlasting life or everlasting death? Who would be saved and who would be left behind? But you could not reveal to anyone, your parents, your children, your siblings, your friends, anyone, who was going to survive and who was not. But you were able to see these things and know these things. Would you call that a curse or a gift?
I would call it a curse. I would not want that.
I would call it a gift.
Yeah, I was thinking a gift too, because it would be showing.
But what about
it
if you couldn't change anything? You know, you know this is going to happen, but you can't change anything. You can't change to have life.
But the way I would take that is, like, I would know exactly how to treat the people. I'd know what to do for them.
Yes.
Everything they needed or whatever. I would be, that's a gift, because I would hope I would be in a condition to help them provide whatever they needed.
Mm-hmm. But what about if it's your children and you know that they're not one of the ones to have life? It's someone that you love, and it's, you know, they're the ones that are going to be faced with death, everlasting death.
Well, you know.
How can you look at your child that you're bringing, you know, that you brought into this world and look at them like, wow, you know, I know that you're going to die and it's going to be everlasting.
You know, Antoinette, what, since you said a child, I didn't even go that far with thinking about one of my children. But even with them.
Yeah, but what about your child?
Even with my child, even more so, I would just shower them with as much love and whatever they needed, knowing that. You know what? And since that question was asked, if we all would know when death would come, what we may be able to do, but most of the time we don't know. I would rather have.
But what?
Ahead.
Okay, and for me, in that question that he's saying, is the statement of divine that is the creator, and there is only one source that can do all of that, what he just said. That is not human for us to be able to fathom that ability, because that's what the Creator does every moment that we exist as being here on this planet. This is why I was sharing about the energies of what this lunar and solar energy is doing, because that is divine providence of the Creator, because what he's given in this total lunar eclipse consciousness altering events, that it impacts the field in which we live in on this planet, is the influence in the collective. And there is no death, because once we leave this body, we return to what we came onto this planet to occupy this body. There isn't a death. So what we're doing is that we're looking at individual electromagnetic, chemical, and biological systems on Earth. That's us. That's what a human being is. We're an individual electromagnetic, chemical, biological system on Earth. These forces that come from the heavens is the consciousness and the bodies in which, you know, unprecedented ways in this cycle are bound to manifest unusual symptoms and changes in our biorhythm. During these periods, change occurs in the glandular and hormonal systems, resulting in the shifts in all basic human functions, such as eating, sleeping, as well as daily biorhythms. It is time when the body is adjusting to a new sense of time and space, as well as grounding mechanisms. The internal body clock is changed or veers off its usual pattern. Many spiritual seekers often feel waves of sadness, loss, grieving, and regarding to leaving behind the past. In reality, they only leave behind old behaviors, friendships, or ways of being. Such symptoms or maladies are bodily stress, strong headaches, dizziness, even vertigo, nausea, disorientations are common during the time of light time acceleration arising from sudden colossal bombardment of divine energies upon us. So what we're having is a duration of pronounced period of lunar eclipses. However, such maladies exhaust the flu-like symptoms together with certain bodily pains that vary from seeker to seeker depending on what stage of ascension they currently are not uncommon. During such cycles, it is paramount in importance to remember to be gentle with your heart and oneself and opt to rest, something that is desperately needed. And this is what the statement for me was, is that was in saying that's the Creator. Because that
could
is
you
what
talk
the
up
Creator
a little
does.
Bit, Brother Tommy, please? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Could you talk up a little bit?
I don't know what I'm speaking the same. I guess my signal is leave, because I'm sitting, see, in the area I live in, it's either the Wi-Fi connects me or I lose the antenna, and it's a switch back and forth, and this happens on this phone.
And you're clear
so,
now. You're clear. You're great
right,
now.
Right, and that's the signal. And so what I'm sharing is this knowledge, because we're talking about pure thought. And talking about the body being 70% water. The purest of water is the icebergs on the Arctic and the Antarctic. That water of purity was frozen millions of years ago, and it's now being released because of what we have dirtied our water. And we are now being activated with that energy that's coming from that pure water that is being released and brought back into the atmosphere and rained down upon us in rain and snow, whichever way it comes down. But it brings in the purity which the divine knows that we are needing as part of this shifting in what we're doing on this planet as human beings.
Yes, to echo what I said right before you came in was, you are the cure once your thoughts become pure.
Right.
Power. That's why power that we give in a vote, that power is the cure. All that energy we give it to some politician for whatever reason. See, that's the cure, but the thoughts have to be pure. As we said, thought is faster than light.
But the,
as you think it, so are you. So that thought, just saying, is already out there before you say it. It's in the atmosphere. It's in the ether. It's in the air. It's in the cosmic. It's in the galactic.
But I wanna pose this question. The thing is, in saying giving man your vote and giving the creator your vote, which would
That's
you say
it.
Is the most powerful vote?
You already know. That's why your vote, that power, is the creator. The number is all the same. That's who I give my vote to, the creator. You. You are extension of the creator. That's why we are in the image. Image is one. You are one. Creator is one. I'm going with my vote within self from the creator, knowing my connection by number to the whole shebang.
But how do we spell image?
Huh?
I say, how do we spell image?
I am age.
There you go.
Age, yes. See? Because
I am the age of all of this.
That's this age that we're in this awakening. That too is part of the vote that I give to the awakening, not a man. It's the frequency of the awakening we talking about. That's where my vote is going. That's all part of the creator, and that's part of me. Know thyself. That's my first duty to the business that I have of knowing who I am and to what part of the whole of all this is. I see my part. And I'm hoping that my part can help somebody see theirs, their gift, their divine.
Right, and as elders, we have aged in the time that we've been on this planet. And in us aging, we've seen the work of Creator. And being able to have that, that's why we say now, as an elder, I'm becoming an ancestor, stop being a generational thief. My generation needs to leave the next generations, the next seven generations, as much as we can leave them to help them through what is going to help build that which our age has showed us how we've come to build where we are at right now.
Brother Kwame.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for putting that out there. Because I've been having a lot of dreams, family, about art, the land in Virginia, and you are correct.
Artemis.
It's been yes. It it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So. We're going to have a council because, family, I got to prepare myself to get out of here. I'm not being dramatic. It's just has to be done. And we are family. You are my extended family, and I need to have a council with you while I'm able to. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
And that's a good point, Mama AZ, because Ishtar, Antoinette, and Mama AZ, when women are pregnant, what do the women get together and do?
Pray.
No. Talk. They go, okay, they pray, but what do they
prepare,
do with the woman that's pregnant?
Preparation for the baby. Give counseling.
They have a baby shower.
Yeah, a baby shower, yes.
Why
okay, expound on that.
But what I'm asking the question is, why do we not have a death shower for our loved
ones? Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead. Expound on that so I can get clarity exactly where you're going, because those things have been coming down. I'm being downloaded with what I believe that you're going to. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Right, because we make preparations. And okay, my friend's grandmother, and grandma used to come and sweat, and she did, but grandma bought her coffin. This is what old people did back in the day. They paid burial insurance. They bought their coffin. They bought that land that they were going to rest in. They paid for it and prepared for it. And the thing that really reminded me of that, because when she crossed over, the arrangement with the funeral, the people that were supposed to have the specific coffin she picked out, they had to go back and find it because she had paid for it.
Yeah.
And see, that's the other part that we're doing with what we're doing in death, is because it says ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We now have so much preservative and additives in our bodies that we don't even need to be involved. And then they put you in a box, a metal box with all the little decoration, the foam, the silk thing inside of it. Then they take you and seal you in that box. And then they take it and they put it in a concrete vault 4 feet in the ground. You don't even go down 6 feet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body does not deteriorate. It does not go back to being what we once upon a time, and what we do now is we walk upon the dust, the skin, and the bones of our ancestors, which is the earth.
Yeah.
We're chemically doing our bodies the disservice of returning back to its mother.
True, I agree with that. And, yes.
And traditional native that things that we, just like in Muslim, they dress the body, wrap it up in linen, and they put the body in wrapped in linen into the earth. They don't put it in a box, they don't put it in that. They take it out and they put it down into the earth, and then they bury it so you can go back to being earth. The preservatives that we did with mummification that we did in order for the afterlife to keep the body was to take out all the organs, put them in all different little jars, and they would take a hook and pull the brain out, and then they would brain tan the body. So the body would be preserved. That's how we keep leather. And we keep leather coats and leather shoes. It's brain tanning. The brain is only a neural net for the rest of the body. The heart is what is weighed on the scale. Your heart is more important in the afterlife than it is as important as it was in your life. we forget.
Yeah, that was part of last week and dealing with that heart being the six.
Right.
We look at, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word. Word is six. That's our heart. That's the insurance right here and right now when Judgment Day comes. Judgment Day is 42 to 6. Heart is 24 to 6. Word is 15 to 6. That's the goal, 15, that we leave behind, as we say, for our children. The Word gives balance. Balance is the six that we're giving to our children to see how they can use this word of English to do the battle with no more than the word that they created with the confusion of English that we're still trying to unravel. But that's what's happening. The unraveling is upon us. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, but that's why I look at the word heart, because heart is very important, because the word heart is the word earth. The word heart is the word earth. And the part of what you're speaking of is the word, and what you have to do is speak it so you can what? Hear. That's also in the word heart. And to what do you hear with? An ear. It's also in the word heart. And what does it happen when a broken heart, we cry a tear? All of that's in that word heart. That's how powerful it is.
And to add to that word is the last three letters. That's the spiritual essence, which is the art
of living.
See, and that's why that art comes to 13, back to God, back to truth. It's been kept a secret. It's now not a secret anymore. That's why secret and all these different fraternities, organizations, whatever they want to call themselves, have secret codes, handshakes, this, that, and the other. No.
Right.
We can see through it all because, again, now that we know the number behind the words that have that power, which is God and Jesus Christ, we see that's the casting of the spells.
Right.
And the breaking of the spells. Knowing those numbers of God that gives you the power of incantations to break spells. And Christ gives you the power to cast the spells. See? And when we look at it, who's the spells been cast on it? All we say is we believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, but what's the power, that number behind the words that's cast a spell? How many people did we know that will argue us up and down about Jesus Christ? Is that not a spell that has been cast?
Right.
And we don't know the power of that name that we claim to believe in?
I believe in it.
But it gives us the power to come out of all that we didn't see, because we only saw it by the word and the description of that word, of that character or whoever. And this is what we're bound to. We go to everybody's dictionary and not knowing we the damn dictionary, y'all. We can go to everybody's lecture and start talking about what it said. It's coming from within, family. We got it, and we still keep giving dibs and dabs to this, that, and the other. We use that by the number and destroy and kick they boom. Just saying, simple things.
And what I want to focus with the heart and saying that our ancestors knew that when that person was to cross over, his heart was taken and put it on the scales of justice or the scales of Mayat. And it was weighed with what? What was on the other scale?
It was a feather. And we see
feather.
The image of a heart and a feather. Not
right.
Check this out, though. We never see the number of the heart and the number of the feather. We're into the image. We create the image now. We've been given the image, but that heart and that word and that balance shows us a different picture behind everything that we talk about now. See,
right.
Even with heart
right.
and the scale.
Right.
Go ahead.
And even the part what I was alluding to and looking at, take the F off feather, what is the word?
Say that again.
Take the F off feather, what is the word?
Heaven?
Earth.
Ever?
Earth. How do you spell feather?
Eat her?
F-E-A-R-T-H.
Say that again, please.
Feather. How do you spell feather?
F-E-A-R-T-H-E-R.
Oh, it's T. Okay. But
yeah, you got an R on. Yeah, you got an R on the end. That's what I'm like. Wait a minute. It's an R there.
Yeah.
You know.
But it still comes out to be the earth.
Okay. Okay. So yeah.
But it's two E's. No, I'm wrong. I got y'all correct.
Yeah, you got to take the E's off at the end.
You messing me up, man.
Yeah.
But even if you did that, wouldn't it still be earther?
Right.
You would say that. But that changes the word and it changes
earther.
The number. When you put that "er" on there, it changes the number of heart.
Okay,
right.
however, you still when you say, "Oh, I am an earther," could you say it like that?
Right, and you're right, Ishtar, because the part is saying that person lived on Earth. He was an earther. He lived here.
That's right.
Play on words of a scale.
That's right.
But to know what too, E-R-I-N-G, they're like prefixes on the end of the word, so they can be easily dropped. So if you take that E-R off, you have earth.
Right. I have another question. I want to kind of, in a way, switch gears, but it's dropping knowledge. Brother Kwame, the whole month of November is Indian Heritage Month, is it not? The whole month.
Correct. Right.
Okay. Not only just Veterans Day wrapped up in that, it's Indian Heritage Month. Okay. That I got clarity. Okay, the whole month. All
right. Right. Just like they changed October, was they now say it's an Indigenous month day when it used to be Columbus Day. But back in 1998, I think, or 96, in the early, around 95, 96, 97, we did there in Chicago, we were putting forth to call October African Holocaust Month because that was the person with Columbus being one of the leading people that started that trade along with others, but he was one of the instrumental people of the trade before he set out to come to Hispaniola to conquer, to say he discovered these lands, but he was also a sailor in ships along the coast of Africa trading in the cargoes coming from the continent into Europe and Spain and Portugal.
How long ago did they make that indigenous month, October?
It's maybe I can't. I know it's been early 2000s because I used to go to the VA and do Native American Month, and I did presentations back in the early 2000s for them.
Okay. Because I know we were on Facebook fighting because they was talking about Columbus Day.
Right. They changed it.
Yeah, and I didn't know they had changed it way back then, though, but wow. Thank you.
And to echo off of October, and again, I always give the recognition of when we were there, Brother Kwame, that Black Holocaust Day that should have been as was recognized on October 16, 1995,
right,
on the Million Man March as the Day of Atonement, should
right
have been the Black Holocaust Day representing it, the month, as you said, taking that banner when y'all did back then during the 90s. So, yeah, you see that it's not even talked about today. I don't care where you are and what state. You don't hear any Black people talking about the anniversary of the Million Man March, and it's real representation that should still be living, which it is, and me, you, and others out there. But in the mainstream, it was just a day that we had that's been forgotten.
2 million men came together on the Washington Mall. But Ishtar, to answer your question, in 1990, Congress passed and President George H.W. Bush signed into law a joint resolution designating the month of November as the first national American Indian Heritage Month.
Really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's what he did. That was in 1990 when George H.W. Bush signed into law celebrating National Native American Heritage Month.
Okay, Brother Kwame, if I speak that into my phone, will it be able to pull it up?
Yeah,
because
just say when did Native American Month begin? And it comes in and it'll come up. In 1990, Congress passed and President George H.W. Bush signed into law a joint resolution designating the month of November as the first National American Indian Heritage Month.
Wow. And you know something, family? That is so deep because back in the day, I had the privilege my husband got me a rental car, and I was going to Nova Scotia, but it was too far. The farthest I got was Rhode Island, and then Bush's people had a house over there at Rhode Island, and I took pictures. And back then, it never occurred to me that those folk, the Bushes, were the ones who signed into law that month of November. I never knew that I would end up on this path of indigenous, and it just goes to show you how your DNA or what's within you brings you back to the lands, even Sister Antoinette, even where you live, I bet you I travel up your street, you know, and did not even know that I would end up meeting you via phone, you see.
Yes.
And it, we got to pay attention to stuff like that, because to me, that's how awesome Source, the Creator, and you are. You're working together, even though you may not recognize that you have all of these connections, and you wonder sometimes, why are you going down this street? Why are you so interested in this particular land or this particular culture? Because in other lives, you had experienced that, and they're taking you back to your roots. You know what I'm saying?
Right quick, let me mention, all you're saying, too, is what the class is about. Reflections.
Yes.
This journey that you're going back, you're remembering. Remember is two. Reflections is two. See, I haven't broke down all of these words that we're using now, and I use throughout the show, is two. Brother Kwame used that something was 47 years or 47 acres. 47 is a two. Sister Antoinette said, Brother Ray comes in at 29 minutes, a two.
Yes, it is.
This is the therapy of the reflections of the medicine. Reflections to medicine to therapy is two. This is the damn therapy of the reflection of what? Practice what you preach. Memory lane, y'all. The number of what's coming out your mouth and the reflections that you remembering right now. You saying exactly the number that I'm so elated when I say I'm the joyful word, damn it. I hear that we're all going to that place that we don't see yet by the number behind the word that's coming out of all our damn mouth, family. I got the joyful noise. I'm the revealer. I'm the messenger to let us know it's in the atmosphere, damn it. It's in the air. Air is two. It's part of the reflection of the universe, two, the cosmic, two. Be the people that you are. People is two. Do you know who you are, people? By the number? Woo, family, I'm loving it. I know y'all still don't, y'all really don't see what I see. But my message is to be the joyful noise, to let you know, damn it. Y'all, if y'all could see by number what we all singing, that is part of tonight's class. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And what you're sharing is what I shared about the lunar and the solar and the frequencies. Because that's the numbers in the air and in the earth, because we're guided and moving upon the earth is because there's an electromagnetic frequency that guides you and directs you with your DNA and RNA to go a certain path, to be in a certain direction, to go to a certain place. Because the energy, the magnetic energy is drawing us to reveal that which is activated in us, that remember, because we are a member of the Cosmic Federation. And we, as being that, we're here to do diligence about awakening in the image. I'm the age of my Creator. And the age of the Creator is that I'm going to send you to where I have had my people before. Because even with 1990 was Native American Heritage Month, 2019, they gave us what? Juneteenth month.
Thank
okay.
us for
29 years later, we get to celebrate the day we was free captives. They get to celebrate that they became captives.
I love it. you said that too again. 29 years. There's that too, y'all. But
yeah.
when you look at what they doing, DNA is 6. RNA is 7. When we talk about the DNA, that's part of our heart. That's part of the earth that we're talking about. That RNA is solar. It's the soul. It's the energy. It's the divine. See, it's all within those double helix of the the RNA and DNA that, again, they're tampering with this shot. That's another story. But, yes.
Yeah.
See, all of these changes are the numbers behind the words of everything connected to the heart, connected to the word, connected to that judgment day by the scale of my eye. Ooh. That awakening family, it's beautiful. I love it. So, yes, you know, every time we talk about the mRNA, see, the number changes. But even when they give these names and initials, the numbers that we're saying by even the repetition of repeating that word with that program of what's being given, the energy of the divine that's being distracted. Focus is being taken off of the spiritual when we give so much energy to different words by definition and description of a program, conditional perception that we've been given. Break it. Find a way. This is just one by the number. There are many other ways. But for me, this is easy, baby. That's why easy is the code of love. Easy 14, code 14, and love 14. It's in the atmosphere 41. And we all have a part of our own interpretation, the 9, which is that 5. To share 23, which is the 5, since we care about so much about one another. Care is 14. And show me by being the teacher, 32, because the teacher reveals 23. It's all in the air of the 5, baby. I got 5 on it, family. And I'm going to push that into that frequency of the awakening of what we saying. Is so relevant. We can't do nothing but to call seeing, baby, the all-seeing eye. What are you seeing? What do you believe? Still believe the illusion because we give precedent over these words by definition so much power that doesn't come from us. I'm giving something that we can see. You going to see it a totally different way than I see it. But I'm giving it on a spiritual realm that we gonna see or that we already see.
I have a question.
Please. Please.
Okay. I've had a Facebook page since 09, and they've shut me down about maybe 20 times or more. And I had to redo another one. But everything that's put out there on this Facebook page, no matter what, is still there somewhere, isn't it?
Yes. And are you saying Facebook or MySpace?
I call it Facebook, but Facebook.
It doesn't, yeah. That's why the internet is no more than a computer data collecting service. When we talk about algorithms, that's part of the 6 that we're talking about, dealing with the heart, dealing with the word, dealing with gold, dealing with insurance, the algorithms, dealing with our text messages, our conversations,
all of this is being recorded, not just on these airwaves dealing with these shows. Everything we say, everything that you text, everything that you put on the computer since its conception. Remember, all of these are no more than military devices that are now being geared as games, being a five game, recognize game, five, recognize five, y'all. The game, and the main game, the main frame is your brain. It's a brain game. And this is why everything that's set up artificial is made to replicate the real. Everything from a car to every machine that they have, it is no more than a duplication or replication of the body or something that's real, a plant, anything. This is how they come up with the airplane, with anything that they use. See, the ideal came from nature, something organic and real. And we're buying into, like we said, the artificial, the AI, which is also 615. The word that we push, not seeing that the six called human is what they pushing, called AI, artificial intelligence, an artificial human. Not real. But again, constructing everything, even computer, is no more than an artificial brain. And we giving so much credence to the man-made devilish devices. And we're in that matrix of talking about it and can't see that we're in that matrix, that dream of trying to figure out what's real and what's artificial. So, yeah, everything since you've been on the cell phone, because remember, it used to be called the telephone. And from the telephone, it became a mobile phone. And from the mobile phone, they learned how to deal with your cellular structure. That's why they called it the cell phone. It's no coincidence that even cell phone, we back to that too.
But would
reflections.
You...
Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
And it's in the spell, because where do you put a prisoner or a criminal?
Yeah, in a cell. I even drew a picture one time with a phone, and inside the picture of the phone was the silhouette of a man behind bars. Because what did we used to say? Oh, I only got one bar, man. Oh, I got three bars. Man, can you hear me? Mm-hmm. I got a signal. I got a bar. It's the bar. This is what the cell phone has put us in.
Right. It puts you in what we call a, what do they call it? What do they call it? The airwaves, a frequency, but the thing is that it's cellular and like a cell, and the bars is because it's a transmission that creates the cell that each one of us uses to put ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. This is why at the same time, the old saying, think outside the box. That's why the phone is shaped rectangularly, like basically a box. We trapped in this damn box, this phone.
Yeah, but if you ever look at something, they're a little bit more elongated. You know what a cartoon
like
is,
I said,
right?
It's rectangular shape, but you still have those four corners. You still boxed in.
They rounded just, off the corners.
Right. You know.
Right.
But again, it's no more than a portable idiot box, as we called the television back in the day.
Right, but where did they get the design? Because if you look at the Egyptians, and you know the little cartouche that we wear with the metal net or the hieroglyphs in it, and we put it on a chain, and we wear it. It symbolizes your name surrounded by the sun, and that was the representation of making that image of that piece of jewelry or that symbol of the cartouche. Your name surrounded by the sun. We're just surrounded by the capturers, and so what they've done is they put us in this little rectangular cell.
Yeah, it's the only thing that is just like what we see now when we look at the solar panels. See, panel is a cell. This is why the solar panels look just like a cell phone. They're just bigger and wider. And that's what all of this is doing. That's why solar is seven. That's part of the divine that even they use, coming from the rays of the sun, which is why we, being melanated people, absorb the energy and that vitamin D of the four. That's why the letter D is four and sun is 13, the four, that we get this energy.
And when you look at a prison, and where are the guards in the wall? The guards are in a tower. And what do we have? Cell phone towers to keep guard over everybody, to keep them connected and know where you are at all times. Even now, they're taking it to be able to put it into the satellite and say, this is how you get directions. We just follow you. And because when you use a GPS, it's telling you where to go. It's already mapped out every highway, road, and whatever. It's triangulated by the tower that keeps an eye as it follows you from road to road. That tower keeps guard of you moving about wherever you are on the planet right now, is what they're coming to. That's why you have to burn down the trees, because when you, like for me, my signal will go out because I live in the forest. So that signal can't get through those trees all the time because it gets interference. So that's why they have to clear area. That's why when they put up 5G, they had to put more antennas on the light poles because they have to keep that frequency moving to keep that transmission and keeping up and being able to know what everything is going on in your area.
May I interject something?
Sure.
You got to be careful sometimes, family, even of that GPS thing, because there was a news report that the GPS guided the man off the bridge. The GPS did not know that bridge was out, and he drove off the bridge that was out, and so he crossed himself over. So that GPS system is not always the best way. In other words, sometimes you got to rely on your own GPS guidance.
I always
go back to using the
map.
To the map.
That's what I say. I keep an atlas in my car.
That's great, you know, because again, we should all, if you don't have a internal map, then you should have a physical map. First and foremost, map is five, y'all. See, so if you don't have it internal, you should have a physical and stop relying, again, so much on the technology. Because, again, when you said the 5G tower, for me, not only understanding that 5G tower is, again, the artificial to the real tower, which is our body. The temple, five, is the tower, five. And what they do when they do it, especially when we saying GPS with the phones, we better believe that signal with that phone with you is connected to your tower with all these other towers that register every time you go past a tower. But even more sinister for me is knowing that with our DNA and RNA, because when you add 6 and 7, we back to 13 again, family. God, when they give you the shot, they don't need the damn phone no more. We keep saying that the artificial or the nano technology, and nano is 5, that they've used in the 5 called the vaccine has been established, especially when Sister Antoinette said now the law being passed with these people who were terminated and fired because they refused to take the shot of being reinstated. Next year, we're going to see this happening like a snowball, family. Because like
yes,
I said, everything
be
we've been talking about now for the last 3 years, everything in 2023, which is the 7, divine, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You going to recognize 7. You going to be aware 7. You going to witness 7. And damn it, you going to see 7 with your own eyes. And when you don't, you'll stay blind. That's why blind is 5, baby. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Like I say, 5 is change. And the universe, which is 11, dictates all changes. See, that's why even those changes, which now not just change, which is 23, the changes is 29, deals with even that eclipse that Brother Kwame talks about, which is 29, that 2. All of us back to being able to have reflections, to be able to mirror the man in the mirror, to mirror all of these things, the reflections of the true image, you, that you're receiving. Do we really know the image behind the reflections in the mirrors? Go ahead, Sister Star.
Thank you. You know, Mother AZ, thank you for bringing that up about the navigation. I used to use it, and when you said the man went over the bridge and he crossed over, did that mean he died? Was you saying when he crossed over?
Oh yeah, because he was and it was a good, what happened. He left the party, and his daughter's party or something, and they went in another car. And he took the supplies in his car and used the GPS system. And the GPS guided him to approach this bridge that was out. And so he drove off the bridge and crossed himself over. And it was a blessing that his daughters and the other family members were not in his vehicle, because who knows what would have happened. But yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, the same thing sort of happened to me. First, it took me into a lake, not quite into. I didn't get all the way into it, but it was so hard for me to get out of the area. Then it tried to take me up a one way. And I had started, because remember, when you use those things, it's like you don't even have a brain of your own. So I started, it said turn, so I turned, and then I looked at the, wait a minute, it looks like traffic is coming this way. I was lucky enough to have been able to turn around and go back the right way. So, yeah, those navigations is something. And I often wonder if it just did that to me. And now you're saying it happened to someone else. I don't know if somebody had something against him and they, what or what. I know I sound kind of off, but
no,
if they
it doesn't sound off. It no, ma'am. It does.
We still
play
on.
Little
that's what I was thinking.
yeah, they play these mind games to see, well, let me see what will happen if I do this or if I do that, you know. And, yeah, yeah.
But
also, you gotta be mindful.
Right, but
yeah.
You
okay,
also
let me say
understand.
This. Let me say this, y'all. It's 12:02, so we're 2 minutes over the after show. So at any time we could be cut off. So if we are, I want y'all to be aware of it. It's not me cutting anybody off.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Right, but what also has to happen? We look at what's happening with the sun. It's going into what's called the solar maximum, and this happens every 11 to 12 years that the sun, we're coming out of the minimum. And what happens when we go into solar maximum, there's a lot more solar winds and coronal mass ejection. This is why they started SOHO and space weather, is because they're watching, is because those radiation waves coming off of the sun knocks out all of those satellites, and they have to synchronize and switch them over, because if they get hit, just like when China was trying to send up one of its satellites, and as soon as they launched it, a coronal mass ejection came off the sun and hit it, and that's why they were having alerts, because they didn't know where it was going to fall at, because they couldn't blow it up over other countries. And so they were trying to they couldn't navigate it, but they had to pinpoint exactly where it was going to fall at, because a lot of these satellites and things that they have up there orbiting over the Earth, once that radiation hit it, all electrical power is knocked out of it, and it falls right back to Earth.
Oh, gosh. Well, Brother Kwame, you know, like the spaceship they just sent up, right? I'm getting ready to research the size of it, exactly where was it sent up, because now that you're saying with satellites or whatever, so if the sun can do that to that, it can probably do it to that spaceship.
Right.
So
that's why they have to.
Go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah,
no, go ahead, finish.
Okay. So, because you know what? I am not fearful, because I'm not usually fearful, but I do not trust this thing, because it just seems like that daggone spaceship is coming back down. And I don't mean by nobody bringing it down or whatever. It just seems like it's coming back down here, and it's going to be by a force. And I'm like, well, my God, what size is it? How do I find out exactly where it sets up there in space and everything? Because I really think it's coming down. Go ahead, Kwame. What were you going to say?
No, and it's correct, because a lot of the things that they have up there, they have to calculate the orbit. You know, that's why Houston was the one that communicated, but spaceships were always launched out of where? Cape Canaveral in the southern part of Florida, is because they have to go with the rotation of the Earth in order to launch it, in order to know that it's not going to be in direct alignment with the sun.
So where
because
are they
if that,
go ahead.
Yeah, but you remember they had a few spaceships that went up, and you know, it was kind of funny, because each one that blew up had a black man on it. Only one that the black person to go up into space was Mae Jemison. And so the thing that we're looking at is that when they do it, they have to calculate. This is what the sisters did in the movie, calculating how to get him back from space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they could, I forget the name of the movie, the black woman that works for NASA.
Hidden Figures, right. Mm-hmm.
Hidden Figures, right. And
mm-hmm.
So what you're looking at is they have to calculate the projection as it leaves and goes out of our atmosphere into it, it's not in direct alignment with the sun's energy, because it's like shooting it straight towards the sun, it's going to knock it back to the earth. So they have to project, make sure that they project in it, synchronize or calculate it to where it's out of the sun's direct alignment. It's going to be up there, but their chances of getting hit by solar winds or CME is not as great, and that's what they're looking at. But I think you're talking about the space station, or you're talking about the launching of the spaceship that they were supposed to be sending to the moon to build a space station on the moon.
Well, this last one, they tried to get it up in July, but they couldn't.
Yeah,
I don't
Artemis.
Know. Excuse me?
Artemis. That was what it was called. They're looking at building a colony on the moon. That was what the spaceship, this huge spaceship that was taken up, was supposed to be going to the moon. It was called the Artemis.
Okay.
And it was funny that Mama AZ talked about Art, and that was his real name. His name was Artemis, and that was what they named the spaceship, the Artemis. And anyway, this huge ship is because they've had so many complications of getting it exactly everything to synchronize for it to launch and be able to make that journey of another fairy tale that they're going to tell us, that they were going to the moon and make a space station.
Yeah, because this spaceship, I figured they had so much on it because they said they're ready to live on the moon now. That's why.
Yeah, the moon. They're going to live on the moon. They're living on the moon. They already have a space station that the International Space Station is where all the countries send their researchers and scientists to do research in that, in a space station that's already above the Earth. If you go on, I have Skyview, and it's an app, and it'll show you satellites, and it'll show you the International Space Station. It orbits the Earth, and they've been up there, and they'll send people up there. They'll stay 6 months or a year, and then they come back down. All the countries send their different scientists and people there because it's neutral ground above the Earth.
It's above the Earth and the sea, huh?
Yeah, they don't have a claim to it. They all put together to build it so they all can research and work whatever things that they're going to work on. And the Russians will be up there, the Chinese, the Americans, all the different scientists are sent up there to live on that space station. I think that's why Trump, what was called Space Force, that they've now put a military together as part. They got the all four areas, air, water, sea, and air of the military. Now they created what was called Space Force, which is an army that's supposed to be that patrols space. Everybody hasn't gone to sleep, Abdi.
I'm here.
Brother Eddie must have got his plate ready.
I don't know. I can't tell now because I don't, you know, I see everybody. It's like everybody's still here, but
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Sit back. You know, I got my recorder, which is my pen and pad. So yeah, I'm always here. So
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Because I know sometimes you make that late night snack, and you be sitting there trying to put that snack down while you listening.
That too, you know me a little too well. So I had some cookies in the oven, and I had to go get more cookies out the oven before I burnt them. And
now you make cookies.
Oh yeah, come on now. We talking about, you know, back to nature and doing what we can do ourselves. So yeah, hey, I love to eat. I gotta eat right though. But anyway, yeah, just made me a nice little batch of cookies and got me some iced coffee that I made and put me a couple of shots of brandy in it. So I'm cool. I'm okay.
Wow. Yeah. No, no, no. See, I always would have thought that the journalist